Hello, and welcome to This Week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. I'm here with Roger Schaus, and this is where we, in the middle of the week, reflect on what's going on in the life of our Charlestown Road family, and also maybe encourage you from a distance to be involved in a variety of the resources that we have so freely available, most of them at our website, charlestownroad.org. Roger, whereas we have been in 2020 to this point using this Wednesday branch of the Heaven Bound podcast to talk about a previous sermon, we're going to quickly get back to that, Lord willing, next Wednesday. But we wanted to mix it up a little this week and talk about our daily Bible reading program. We spend a lot of time in various ways encouraging people to be very active in the reading of their Bibles. We have a daily Bible reading plan. We make that available on the website to our people here locally in the form of a discipleship journal. We believe in the power of God's Word. We're on the brink of getting into one of the larger Old Testament books, the book of Job. And you recently taught an adult class on the book of Job, and we thought maybe it would be valuable to spend a little bit of time talking to someone maybe who has never read the book of Job before. Or maybe you have, but you find it to be an intimidating section of Scripture. And here we are on the verge of Job chapter 1, a long journey over the course of dozens of chapters. What are some basic things that you would encourage people to remember and recognize as their Bibles open to the book of Job?
It's great being with you. It's great being with our podcast family. You know, the book of Job can be intimidating. It is such a long book. And it's a book that's kind of unique to the rest of the books of the Bible in that there's not a lot of conversation from God other than a little bit at the beginning and the last two or three chapters. The majority of the book is dialogue between Job and his friends. And they go back and forth, and it seems tedious. And it's one of the books of the Bible, much like Leviticus, that seems dry and dusty, and we sometimes just wonder what it's all about. The common thought that a lot of people have is the book of Job is simply about suffering. Job suffered, and then at the end, everyone lived happily ever after. Well, that's too simplistic, and that really isn't what the book is about. I believe one of the great statements that we will be reading in the very first chapter of Job chapter 1, verse 9, where it says, "Does Job fear God for nothing?" The book of Job is not so much about suffering as it is about God and our relationship with Him. Do I go to church on Sunday simply because God has blessed me? Do I pray to God simply because He gives me what I want? Does God treat me nice and so I treat Him nice? Well, what if all of that was taken away from me? What if I was down to nothing? And what if my life was painful and dark and ugly? Would I still follow God because He is God? And that really is kind of the backdrop to the book of Job. Now, let me just share just a few textual things about the book as we embark on this reading that will help us. Where we find Job in our Bible is the beginning of what we often call the wisdom literature. Job is kind of a poetic book, and so it fits there with Psalms and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. But actually, if we were to put the book in the historical order, it fits in the time period of Genesis. We find God speaking to Job directly, like He did to Abraham or to Noah. We find no references to the law, to the temple, to Abraham, to the Messiah. And so a lot of those things that would come later in the New Old Testament are simply not listed there in the book of Job. Job's name is found two other places in our Bibles. It's found in the book of Ezekiel, where he's named with Daniel and Noah as righteous people. And then it's referred to in the book of James as one who was patient. And again, just great examples as we think about that. There are a lot of wonderful, wonderful lessons that we pull from the book of Job. Book of Job teaches us about the storms in life. And what we see is that the storms often come quickly and unannounced. Oftentimes they come multiple at a time. We see Job lost his children, he lost his livestock, he lost his health. All of that came so very, very quickly to Job. You know, we sometimes imagine problems like airplanes at a large airport. One's off in the distance, and behind that's another one, behind that's another one. One will land, and all the people will disembark, and then the next one will land. It'll be one problem at a time. Well, life's not that way. Sometimes there's problems at home, problems at work, problems at church, problems in my health, and they all happen at one time. We see that in the book of Job. We see what we can learn from suffering, that suffering is not unique to just certain people. Job was not being punished as his friends thought. Job was God's trophy case. Job was great. The Bible describes him as an upright, blameless man who feared God. We see what is important in life during suffering. We see how to help other people when they suffer. We see that we are not in control of things when we suffer. We see that these storms that happen to us can be life-changing. We learn great lessons about Satan. Satan is our enemy. There's nothing good the Bible ever says about Satan. And we see how corrupt and evil and lying that Satan is, and how Satan is really behind all these things here. But also in the book of Job, we learn great lessons about husbands and wives. We wouldn't think about this as being a marriage book. But there's a lessons in there about how husbands and wives deal with suffering when they're going through it together. We see lessons about how to help other people when they suffer. We see lessons about worshiping God, even when I do not feel like it. Job would do that throughout this book. And of course, throughout all this book are layers and layers and layers about understanding God. Do I follow God when things just don't make sense to me? Do I follow God when things don't seem right to me? And of course, as the book ends with wonderful sections where God asks Job all those questions, and then to understand the position of God and my position with him.
Roger, I think we've all been there where we have good intentions. We feel like something needs to be said, maybe to a family member who is grieving or a coworker who is going through a difficult time. And we open our mouths and quickly realize it would have been better if I had not said anything at all. We know what it is to try and say something, try and communicate something, and it just come out in all the wrong ways. One of the great lessons in Job, and it's developed over many chapters, is be careful what you say to those who are going through difficult times. We've got Job's friends who come, and it sure does seem like they start out really, really, really well. But a practical lesson that we'll see unfold is be careful what you say, how you say it, when you say it.
You know, it's interesting, as the first two chapters, which really introduce us to the background of the book of Job. We have this conversation between God and Satan. Job is never aware of that. And Job's friends finally show up. And the Bible says they sit with Job for 1 week and they don't say a word. I believe that's one of the best weeks Job had through this suffering.
Great friends.
And after that, they start saying things. They say things that's not right. Their view of God is wrong. Their view of Job is wrong. And what we find really interesting is we don't find the friends of Job ever saying, let's have a prayer together. We never find them saying, Job, why don't you come to my house and spend some time with me? We don't see them bringing Job any food. We don't see them bringing any gifts to Job. We don't even see them saying, Job, we're sorry you're going through this. And so multiple times Job would have the reaction, pitiful friends or miserable comforters, because they simply made the matters worse.
Those were men who thought they saw clearly. We're hearing a lot in 2020 in our context here at Charlestown Road about seeing clearly. Here were some men who thought they saw, and what they actually saw, they weren't seeing very clearly. One of the reasons that I think Job is falling for us in our daily Bible reading plan at a great time, a very fortunate time for us, it's fascinating to me, at least two times, Job is associated with seeing. 2020 vision, now I see, that's our theme for the year. You mentioned how he is referenced in James chapter 5. Let me just read verse 11. James 5:11, Christians are being talked to here. And the Holy Spirit leads James to say, "Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful." How fascinating, especially with everything we're learning this year in our church family, that seeing the purpose of the Lord is associated with Job in a New Testament letter. The other example is in the very last chapter of Job, Job 42. You mentioned it all unravels very quickly in Job 1 and 2, and then really from Job 3, nearly to the end of the book, there are these long speeches and wonderings and theories as to why things are the way they are, defenses on Job's part, cries to God for help and perspective from Job's part. By the time we reach the last page of the book, it's powerful how Job in chapter 42 and verse 1 answers the Lord and says, "I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know." It's a kind of confession on Job's part. And then his plea, "Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you." It takes 42 chapters to get Job to that point. And if you've been listening to this podcast, we're talking about the destination of heaven. It's a journey. And for many of us, it's a long journey. It's an uphill journey. But how fascinating that by the time we get to the end, Job talks about being able to see in ways that he had not before.
We're not really told how long the book of Job covers. It's real easy to think, well, we read from chapter 1 to chapter 42, and it's probably a week. It probably was not a week. And like with a lot of us, sometimes it takes months, sometimes it takes years for us to get to the point that we see God. God never explains to Job about why. God never tells Job about Satan. There's some things that just we don't know. But we have to trust God. God is good. And one thing that you and I know, we know more about the book of Job than I think Job ever knew. We see Satan behind all this evil. We see Satan behind the death. We see Satan doing all these things to kind of mess Job up. And Job never sees that, but we see that. And it helps us to understand that from Job's perspective, things were going on behind the scene, things were going on in his life he didn't see or didn't even understand, but he needed to trust God.
Trusting God. How amazing that in 2020, you can spend some time reading the ancient book of Job, and you can be taught not only to see God and see God's purposes, you can learn to trust him day by day. We are focused this quarter of the year on how God helps us see. And one of the fundamental ways that he helps us see is through the reading of God's word. If you haven't been actively participating in that, could we encourage you? This is a great time to start. You have not missed anything in the Old Testament section of our reading when it comes to the book of Job. Each Sunday and Wednesday in our daily Bible reading schedule, we read a psalm to lift our hearts in worship and provide some midweek refreshment. Most weekdays, we read a chapter from the New Testament to fix our eyes on Jesus, remind us of what it means to be a disciple. But we also read a chapter from the Old Testament to expand our knowledge of God's great plan to save mankind. That's where Job is about to come into play. Each Saturday, we read a chapter from the Proverbs to help us grow from wisdom. You can download that entire reading plan month by month on our church website, charlestownroad.org, charlestownroad.org. For our people here, we have paper calendars available in the foyer. We hand out those discipleship journals that take you through an entire quarter. However it is that you access this, you can even find it on social media, our daily reading for each and every day of the week. However you access that, we would just encourage you to begin participating with us if you haven't. Today's reading, incidentally, Wednesday, February 5th, is Psalm 108. We're not actually going to get to Job 1 until Monday, this Monday, February the 10th, but we wanted to give you the heads up as to what's coming. Maybe you want to get a little bit of a head start since it's a larger book. We hope that this little discussion has given you a little bit of fuel, ignited your zeal a little to dig into this Old Testament book so that you can see more clearly than ever before God and His purposes for you. Roger, any closing thoughts?
You know, the more we put God's Word into our lives, the more our lives reflect God. And when we begin a book, powerful book like Job, there was a man of faith, a man who walked with God. That's what we want. Walking daily, heaven bound. That's the people we're supposed to be.
Thanks to all of you for listening to this week at Charlestown Road. We're looking forward to reading the book of Job. We're looking forward to this Sunday. We say around here it is the best day of the week. We would love to have you come and grow with us. Have a great day in the service of our great God.